Well, thank you, Brian. When you give us, you know, explanations on the hymns and the beat counts and the notes, you know, it took me the longest time to figure out you're supposed to change the tone of your voice to follow the notes up and down. So I always appreciate that. Well, you know what's coming next, right? At least Bill does. Happy Sabbath, brethren. That's like 56%. I think you guys got more. Let's try it again one more time. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
That's good. Thank you, guys. That's for me as much as it is you. Hopefully everyone has had a good week. We get to rest today. Hopefully you find some encouragement in my message. It's going to be a new kind of format for me. So I was listening to a podcast or a video clip on YouTube. It must have been of either Jordan Peterson or Wesley Huff. I only bring this up as I didn't come up with this idea, so I can't take any credit for it, but it certainly piqued my interest. And the topic is the similarities between the creation of our universe and the virgin birth of Christ. So if you'd like a title for today's message, I've called it Fantastic Cosmic Birth. And I used some of the wonderful technologies of ChatGPT to really cut out all the work for me. I just gave it an idea, and it gave me some scriptures, so, or the analysis. So I've got four topics or kind of similarities that we'll run through. So the first one is an origins without prior material cause. The second similarity is acts of pure will or spirit. Third is the kind of mystery and paradox around both. And then where's my fourth one? Fourth is the new beginning. They both have new beginnings and hope. So with number one, this is origins without prior material cause. With the virgin birth of Christ, you know, Jesus was conceived with the Holy Spirit and not a physical father. That, you know, he comes essentially from supernatural, ordinate, you know, biological process, if you will. In the same way, the creation of the universe appears to come out of nothing. It's, you know, it's a Latin phrase, ex nihilo, which means out of nothing. It's essentially this pre-existent material explodes into being and creates the world that we live in today. A second similarity is these acts of pure will or spirit. And again, with Christ's birth, you know, God's will and spirit places that seed inside Mary's womb, not following the laws of physics and creation that we know today for our material earth. And again, same way with the creation of the universe, it's the divine will that of God speaks into existence our universe that we live in today. This immaterial act resulting in a material world. And then third is the mystery and paradox behind both events, is they kind of confront our human logic, and that's kind of where I want to spend the majority of my message today. But again, the virgin birth defies natural law, creating tension between faith and reason. And again, you know, the creation of the universe is something from nothing. And so we'll kind of dive in here, is where I want to spend the most time of my message. Is I think we're all pretty familiar with the Big Bang. We can run our knowledge of existence all the way back, you know, 13.8 billion years or 6,000 years, however you want to count it. But we can't figure out, one, where did all this material come from and what was the force to, you know, cause that Big Bang. So we know that Christ has come at least once, right? And I'll posit that we've kind of got two signs. Maybe, you know, the creation of the universe is that second sign that we didn't even realize that we were asking for. So, right, John prophesies Christ coming, that God and Christ, that they're equal, they claim equal right to the throne. And so which one do you find easier to believe? The birth of Jesus, the Virgin Mary, or the creation of our universe? And to me, I'm not sure it really matters which one you pick, because we're here and now. And so that's what I want to dive in. I think they're both dependent on each other, and so I'll spend the rest of my time explaining that. So, right, they both, Christ's birth and our universe, defy the laws of physics. And to me, they're both kind of a divine conception. Again, I think, you know, the creation of the universe is God's, not only his display of power, but if you're going to claim to be God, not just in word only, and say, hey, I'm pre-existent, well, we understand there's something before the Big Bang. Well, to me, that would be, say, God was pre-existent before the Big Bang. We get the Big Bang, and then we get Christ's birth. So then, not only, you know, do we get this display of power, he came and lived a perfect life on earth. He gave us the guide, the how-to book. So we get the, hey, here's my authority to do these things, and then, hey, here's the handbook to walk through life. You know, you won't be completely free of pain, but I can help you dodge most of it. And so the one scripture I will reference this message is in Matthew 16, verse 4. And this is, you know, the adulterous generation seeks a sign. And I want to, you know, tie these two together. Is it's obviously the, you know, the lack of faith from the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The disciples haven't quite grasped what he's talking about either. And this is why I say we get two signs. Is if you can't do it on his word alone, and you're of the more materialistic opinion, well, you follow that to its logical conclusion and says, hey, there's still this question at the end. We've got, you know, this ball of soup that's a, you know, bazillion degrees, and boom, we get us. I think that's pretty amazing. So, you know, whether it's just 16.8 billion or 6,000 years, I'm not sure when is the appropriate question that we should be seeking. I think the how and the why are admittedly more interesting. And again, I don't think we're the first civilization to question why. But if we've had 2,000 extra years to figure it out, and we still have the same questions, you know, maybe Christ was right the first time. Trust in me, believe, have faith, and it'll work out. You know, because we can, you know, peer with now with the Webb telescope, how far back? We've got, you know, we don't quite have flying cars yet like we were promised back in the 60s and 80s, but, you know, life has certainly improved, and I'm grateful for all the modern amenities, but, you know, some of that old wisdom seems to persist and be relevant. And that's, you know, that's the handbook we've been given in Christ's example. You know, and that's why I think, again, the creation of the universe is the unspoken. When you operate from power, you don't always say, hey, here's my power. You let people come and find it and learn to respect you on your own. So, again, if you can't believe God on his example and word, I would submit that, the creation of the universe. Because, right, we get back to the question of what's before the Big Bang. And if Christ says, hey, I was pre-existent before beginning in time, to me, that's a pretty easy example to put one on one together. Right? And we already know how we got here. It's God's Son. He told us in the beginning that he was there. So then number four. That's kind of right, the how and the why. So we got number four, it is now new beginnings and hope. Right, Christ's virgin birth gives us our Savior. It's a spiritual turning point. And I would say the creation is also, it's our chance at life. you know, what are the odds we're born here and now? I think it's like one in, well, excuse me, let me back up. Your birth is like one in 4 million odds or something, or might be more than that. Your unique DNA, that's pretty amazing. So I think it's, you know, that we are born in space, matter, and time, and we get to exist. So God gave us not only life, but a beautiful life. Now, it's comparatively short to the existence of time, but with his handbook, I think we can honor him. So I don't have a direct message. I will recap the four topics for you. So number one is origins without prior material cause. Number two is the acts of pure will or spirit. Number three is the mystery and paradox behind Christ's birth and the creation of the universe. And then number four is the new beginnings and hope. So I hope my message wrinkles your brain a little bit, gives you some faith and belief in the trials that are set before you now or are sure to come before us. So happy Sabbath, brethren.